بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شرافت بدون علم و عمل کے قابل اعتبار عند اللہ نہیں. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی ثانی رحمتہ اللہ علیہ، شرافت نوبلٹی، جسے نوبلٹی وتھ آؤٹ علم اینڈ عمل، وتھ آؤٹ نالج اینڈ پریکٹس، اٹ ہیز نو سگنیفیکنس، نو اسٹینڈنگ بائی اللہ تعالیٰ. اس لیے علم از نیسسری، ہمیں نوبلٹی، شرافت نوبلٹی بائی اللہ تعالیٰ. اٹ از ناٹ میشرڈ بائی اے پرسنس لینیج فرام اے ہائی نوبل فیملی اور اسٹیٹس ان سوسائٹی، مے بی اے پریسیڈنٹ اور مے بی اے کنگ رولر اور پرسن آف ویلتھ ملینیئر اینڈ اے بلینیئر. دیز آر ایشوز آف نان سگنیفیکنس بائی اللہ تعالیٰ. اللہ تعالیٰ دا کرائیٹیرین از تقویٰ. سیز ان دا قرآن سے انا اکرمکم عند اللہ اتقاکم، فیرلی دا نوبلسٹ آف یو بائی اللہ تعالیٰ از ون ہو از موسٹ تقویٰ. سو بائی اللہ تعالیٰ نوبلٹی از میشرڈ بائی اے پرسنز تقویٰ. اینڈ اس تقویٰ اٹس ناٹ پاسبل وداؤٹ علم اینڈ عمل. Without knowledge of the deen, it is not possible to gain taqwa. And knowledge also is not sufficient. Knowledge without practice will be a baal or a calamity in the akhirat. Knowledge of the deen without making amal on that knowledge, it will be a calamity, a huge calamity in the akhirat. So, and amal, practicing without ilm again, that is also another calamity. And it's a punishable sin to practice without ilm. Ilm is farad. Necessary for every person to acquire sufficient ilm of his daily activities. Not only the ibadah, whatever worldly activity is involved, whether it's business, whether it's trade, whether it's farming, whatever is involved, it is necessary for him to acquire the knowledge of the masail pertaining to that activity in which he is engaging. So without ilm, it's not possible. And as they are ilm again, well, ilm alone also is not sufficient, but there must be amal. So ilm and amal with the correct niyat for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, that is beneficial. That will now lead to taqwa. Ibrahim Shaiban Rahmatullah said, "Ash-sharf bi tawasu." Nobility is in tawasu. Tawasu means humility. Nobility is in humility. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man tawaza lillah rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever adopts humility for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not for any worldly gain, not to be recognized as a person of piety, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will elevate him. His rank will Allah Ta'ala will elevate it in this dunya also and in the akhirat. Although it should never be our niyat that we are adopting humility or piety for the sake of worldly status. So, this ilm and amal, it is absolutely essential. And most people, even those who make amal, form the salat regularly and the other acts of ibadat, but as far as ilm is concerned, they are deficient. They make no effort to acquire the knowledge of the necessary masail pertaining to their salat, their taharat, and the other acts of ibadat, and in the activities in which they are involved. Khud khashyat ka iman ke liye zaruri hona musallam hai. Khashyat, fear, come together with humility, that's khashyat. It is necessary for iman. Iman will not develop without khashyat. It will retrogress, become rusty, corroded. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadil ulama." Allah Ta'ala says that only the ulama, only the ulama have khashyat fear Allah Ta'ala. Those ulama who make amal on the ilm, It refers to them. It's not referred to those who just merely have a certificate, a knowledge certificate or a certificate of a sheikh. It does not refer to that. One becomes an alim in terms of the Quran if he is qualified with the attribute of khashyat, fear of Allah Ta'ala. And that fear of Allah Ta'ala will be written on his body. All his actions will be in conformity. He will be conformity with Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, his laws. Huzoor Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki be-intiha muhabbat Hazrat Abu Talib ki najat ke liye kafi nahi hui. Abu Talib was the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he never accepted Islam, but he loved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam much, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also loved him a lot. He always protected Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even against the Quraysh, against the Kufar. But he never accepted Islam. So the Talmud says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love for him and his love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not sufficient for his salvation. He will go also to Jahannam. Asal muhabbat hui hai jo ittiba ke saath ho. Actual muhabbat, love, which is beneficial, it is that love which is accompanied by ittiba, I mean following. You have to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not like these people of bid'ah, they proclaim a lot of slogans, Ubbe Rasul, love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then they have their milad functions and they sing songs of praise. But you look in their daily life, there's nothing of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah in their life. There's no ittiba there. So such proclamations of love are hollow, insincere. There's no benefit in it. The love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to practically implement the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the mission for which Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this dunya, to teach us the sunnah, which is the text of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the law of Allah Ta'ala. The law of Allah Ta'ala, that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he practically illustrated it, demonstrated to us by his sunnah. So if one sings praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you sing a lot of qasidas and naats about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praises, but your practical life is without this sunnah, then it is a sign of nifaq and a sign of hypocrisy.
Humility. Some of them are born naturally, inherent quality. They're born with humility. They're not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but they are just humble.
That's a natural quality. Yes. And humility does not mean necessarily tenderness in one's character. Look at the Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam, very humble. And the test for it is, if personally you insult him, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, people personally insult him, he don't react. There's no reaction at all. But for the deen, that's very stern. That's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said he was the sternness of the deen. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for him. Rahimallah Umar. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on Umar. Ma taraka haqqulaw min sadiqin. The haq has not left for him any friend. Everyone would flee from him because of his stance on the haq. So humility, once has Umar radiallahu ta'ala, so one person sitting in a masjid, in muraqabah, made it drooping, with his head down, getting complete down, looking down, and deep in thought. So in the base of this has Umar radiallahu ta'ala, called him, and he said, young man, lift your head. He said, taqwa wa tawadu haahuna. He said, humility is here in the heart, he said, not in the neck. He said, lift your neck. Not in the public. Yeah. Don't make a show sure. of piety in the public. You all go sit at your home and make that type of muraqabah.